This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Good evening. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, Defending You After You Defend Yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Thursday and Friday of this week, you're going to have guest hosts. I'm not going to have rebroadcasts, but I will have guest hosts for you. And that will be the last two, well, actually, today, tomorrow, and Wednesday is the last three shows I will ever do in this studio. I have to go and set the other one up because I am moving this week. And sort of bittersweet. I'm glad to be getting out of here. I'm glad to be moving to a new location. That's cool. Now then. What we're witnessing right now is we're witnessing a cowardice of leadership. There isn't a Republican currently sitting in the House of Representatives that did not run on repealing Obamacare. All of them ran on it. Every Republican in the House last year voted in favor of repealing the law. As did every Republican in the Senate. They put that bill on Obama's desk and he vetoed it as they knew that he would, and they claimed a moral victory for keeping a campaign promise. Empty promises are very, 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 very easy to keep. But it's that leading thing, that leadership thing that is hard to do. Leadership of the principled variety was lacking. I mean, oh, so lacking in government this week at both ends of Pennsylvania Avenue. Trump and Speaker of the House, Ryan, were so interested in passing something on the issue of health care that they were willing to support anything. Arms were twisted and deals were cut and nothing was done. Missing from the discussions and the debate was the Constitution and the fact that the federal government has no business being involved in health insurance in the first place. Obamacare is a disaster. Now, if they want to win the PR war, the way to do it is to let it kill itself. Let it die. Don't change it. Don't do anything to it, because this was put in place by the elected government at hand. And start putting things in place, start putting legislation in place to where when it does fail, there's a free market solution out there. Government does not need to be involved in health care. Obamacare, which was the first stab at it, harms more people than it helps. It jacks up premiums and deductibles so high you'd have to be run over by a steamroller twice to reach your out-of-pocket maximum. Unless you're getting subsidies to pay your premiums. And in that case, you don't care. You're already addicted to the heroin of free stuff from the Washington, D.C.'s. Both the subsidized and the non-subsidized need help. The poor unsubsidized souls need relief from being mandated to buy the worthless insurance so others can pay less than their age and risk otherwise would mandate. Like, what was it I heard today? Orthopedic care. What single dude that doesn't have a child needs to pay for pediatric orthopedic care? Those suckling on the government simply don't care about what things cost. But this is one of the many bad things that can happen when the government begins to bastardize the market. And government involvement does that exactly. Now, Democrats believe that they could control the market through regulations and taxes and mandates. But the market is fluid, it's a liquid, and it's going to go where it's going to go, no matter how much you try to constrain it. Right now, we're suffering through that reality, and Republicans didn't so much propose to strip it away as they did to replace it with their version, which is equally as bastardized. They do not need to be involved in health care. Better nothing than the something Republican leadership tried to push through. Trump was trying to keep a promise. He just was moving about it badly. The problem here is not that Trump failed. The problem here is that Republicans in the House failed. That Democrats would seek to control people and markets is no surprise. It's what they do. And they're very open about that. But the Republicans are supposed to be the opposite. They're supposed to be in favor of the whole free market thing and advocate for, you know, individual liberty, at least on paper. And for 7 years, we heard how they would repeal Obamacare just as soon as they had the ability to do so. And now they do, but they didn't because they couldn't agree about what to replace it with. So here's a real easy lift for you idiot Republicans. How about replacing it with what the Constitution allows for? Nothing. The reality here is that most Republicans are only conservative only when it's time for an election. Their rhetoric of repealing Obamacare and replacing it with a free market solution was really just replacing one federally managed monstrosity with another one. And it might have been smaller, but it's the same thing. Washington's still in charge. Replacing a bad idea with a slightly less bad idea is a step in the right direction on the technical level. But in reality, it's a really bad idea. And after years of proclaiming Obamacare violated the Constitution, Republicans accepted the concept when they tried to manufacture their own version of a top-down system. But government control is government control, even if you dial back the degree of that control. But trying to manufacture a freer and smaller government-administered health law, they ceded the concept of government interference and control over the health insurance in the country. Even if they'd been successful, the Democrats would need only to tweak what they'd left in place to regain more control, either through legislation or the regulatory leviathan created. Limited government is not a reduced version of big government with shorter and lesser tentacles creeping into everybody's lives. Yet, that's what the Republicans all too often offer when they get their little grubby mitts on the levers of power. And what they need to do now is to keep their word. Now, if they don't want to let Obamacare die, then just simply repeal it. And while they're at it, remove the other barriers government has erected to creating a nationwide health insurance market. States would be free to band together and deregulate to create large markets to become islands of regulation unto themselves, which is what it was supposed to be. But the feds don't need to be in this, either directly or indirectly. Congress needs to extend the same tax advantages found in the employer market to those in the individual market, and then get the hell out of the way. They're not there. When they pave the road, they're not there driving your car for you. They let you drive your car. They need to let you drive your car here, too. They need to end the subsidies and the refundable tax credits, wean the government-assisted addicts off their heroin, and let a little personal responsibility begin to reestablish itself in those dependent on other people's money. The state wants to spend money that way, that's fine, but it's no place for the federal government. When Obamacare passed, a lot of Democrats knew that they were committing political suicide, and they did it anyway because they believed in what they were doing. And Republicans need to have the same resolve. And if they did that, there would be no blowback. If they had passed this, there would probably be blowback. But it's now time for the Republicans to put up or shut up. When you have power, the only thing keeping you from doing the right thing is the will. And far too few Republicans have the courage or the conviction on which they ran. So no seat in Congress belongs to anyone currently occupying it, and a convictionless coward should have their offices pulled out from under them if they fail to live up to their word. We'll be right back.
stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holsters on the planet, is offering big savings with our new two-holster combo. Now you can buy two complete holsters for as little as $49.88. Choose from any available holster styles and colors for the guns of your choice. All of Alien Gear's quality products are made right here in the USA and include a 30-day trial, forever warranty, and free shell trades for life. Visit AlienGearHolsters.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, Lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Right now, Paul Ryan should be walking around Congress for the next couple of weeks wearing a sign around his neck that reads, I am a failure. Now, it's not that everyone doesn't know that he's a failure. He's succeeded in getting that out really well. It's that it doesn't seem like he knows that he's a failure. So maybe some signage would remind him to wipe that smug, smarmy grin off of his face and get him to achieve something other than nothing. And yet he will persist with his unerringly bad, poor judgment, his undercurrent of condescension for anyone not in tune with his wonky nonsense, and his complete and total inability to master the most basic competencies of his job, in proving himself a worthy successor to John Boehner as the GOP's biggest obstacle to victory. It is not the Democrats this time around. Those hacks spent the night of the healthcare retreat taking mass selfies, celebrating Ryan's hopelessness and convincing themselves that he's running into the GOP's own end zone was their score. And it wasn't, notwithstanding his unforced error. The Democrats are the Falcons at the Super Bowl with a halftime show featuring Nickelback. Because the big news this week isn't the first quarter Obamacare repeal festival of ineptitude. It's that Gorsuch is going to sail through to confirmation, leaving the burning wreckage of the SCOTUS filibuster in his wake. And that's the money. That's the money right there. A win guaranteeing that the future confirmation of RBG's replacement, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who I hope is so conservative he eats raw meat off the bone, will be just a mere 51-vote technicality. And then there's the other stuff, too, like laying the Keystone Pipe, rolling back regulations, ICE booting out aspiring Democrats, and Trump wrangling the new jobs. And even the fact that Team Trump was wiretapped was reaffirmed, despite the New York Times denying that when it reported that Team Trump was wiretapped. It really meant that Team Trump was wiretapped. Slowly, but surely, small win after small win, we are moving toward victory. But thanks to the congressional klutzes, both with K's, like Ryan, it's going to have to be a war of attrition. Ulysses S. Grant knew something about pummeling the stubborn Democrats of the hashtag the resistance into submission. Although his Democrats used iron chains instead of welfare and lies to keep their serfs in bondage. Grant was not a big flamboyant martial artist like George Patton. He didn't make giant bold strokes across the canvas of a battlefield. He was about brute force. He lacked everything in finesse. He found his Democrat enemy, fixed him in position, and beat on him until the Democrat couldn't take it anymore and handed over a saber. And that's the right strategy for facing this intractable person, this intractable foe. And luckily, the Democrats of today are merely a bunch of talky, whiny wusses, not the hardcore and courageous infantry and cavalry G-dogs that were called, you know, to regulate. Grant had his bad days, too. You don't always win, even when you're exhausted from all of your prior hashtag winning. The enemy was delighted at the repeal screw-up. We recently saw ABC News broken with a special report. They get libogasmic at Ryan pulling the hapless bill, while the circle of smart over at CNN was breaking out the cuddles and the cigarettes. Certain that this was finally the beginning of the end of Trump. Too bad, though. It's still the beginning. We're at about 67 days now out of 1,461. That's 4.29% in. And the haters' attempts to pronounce the Trump administration DOA, they are wishfully unthinking. But, you know, now it's becoming a cliche. Oh, Trump's done it this time. He's done for this time. Or, you know, all these people are saying all of this because they figured out he actually intends to do what he promised to do. Grant had to deal with his share of failed commanders. Grant jeb-canned Ambrose Burnside after the fiasco at the crater. But Ryan is the head of half of a co-equal branch. He can't just be cashiered, as much as everyone would like for him to be. there is no apparent generally acceptable replacement on the horizon. So we are stuck with a weakened, chastened P90X-built Paul Ryan. But instead of blasting his own glutes, or maybe ours, he could start understanding that he needs to kick the glutes of our enemies. But the establishmentocons have shown zero capacity to learn from all of their failures. Remember that these rhinos are the George McClellans of conservatism, always waiting, waiting, waiting for the right time that never comes to actually do battle with progressivism, and thereby they let it run rampant, pillaging the countryside. And we know the strategy, grind out win after win, big and small over time until the liberals are broken. Those tactics have been botched by the speaker. He's shown no aptitude for basic blocking and tackling of legislating and consistently falls back on the errors of his past. Now here's a way healthcare could have gone. Starting the morning of November the 9th, you should have orchestrated an inclusive effort to create a bill based on a consensus that incorporated every stakeholder with the ability to ice pick it. And that would have been the transition team, the Freedom Caucus, the squishes, the think tanks, and most vitally, the Senate. Once you had something everyone agreed on and 216 sure votes in the House and 51 in the Senate, you all appear with the prez in front of the cameras to announce it before you actually put it out, the document. Then you cement in the narrative about why the people should dig it before the haters can hate it into little pieces. And then you pass it and you win. What do we get, though? We got a tactical cluster flunk. 7 years in and Ryan was not ready. He puts around with no sense of urgency until there was a sense of urgency. And who was expecting this piece of dog stuff to drop when it did? And it just dropped on us out of the blue. One day, suddenly, there was this whole plan out there. Hugh Hewitt got out there after it was released. He was stunned, so stunned that he couldn't get any of the Republican House leadership on the show to talk to his conservative audience about the biggest piece of legislation in Trump's first term. Ryan gave the enemy precious hours to set the narrative, and the bill never recovered. That was just stupid. That was just stupid. We'll be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms. Welcome to the Brotherhood. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. What is that about? All right. Now, I've mentioned this before. I have never seen a picture of this, though, before. Because I'm looking at a picture right now of a bunch of leftists, and they're tacked up as best they know how to get tacked up. My first impression would be, finally, they see the light. And that's cool. But you know what? I'm looking at, there was a gathering of a group calling themselves the Phoenix John Brown Gun Club. And they held their little, their meet across the street from the state capitol, openly armed to the proverbial teeth. That shouldn't be making noise. But these were the, this was 40 or so assorted anarchists, the Brown Berets, they call themselves, are members of a group calling themselves the Phoenix John Brown Gun Club. Now, across the street, there was something called the Pro-Trump Make America Great Again March. It began at Cesar Chavez Plaza after some confusion about the demonstration starting at the now past tense Patriot Square Park and ending at the lawn of the Arizona Capitol. So, if you went straight to the Capitol, and you got there and the pro-Trump event was beginning to wind down. The Make America Great Again march consisted of a group of about 100. But across the street on the Wesley Boland Memorial Plaza side of the 17th Avenue were the left-wingers, some of them masking their faces, some of them not. and many of them were armed with long weapons, just like the Patriot groups. There was a journalist there. He was taking pictures of them. A woman approached him and told him that the group would not be granting interviews. They were passing out flyers of something called the Redneck Revolt, which, according to the flyer, aims to put the red back in redneck. You could be directed via this flyer to a Facebook page and a website. And if you had any questions, you could contact them after the fact to ask those. Now, while all this was going on, the group of the leftist militia people lined up, double file, and began to walk towards 19th Avenue. Now, turned out that somebody with the brown berets might have been willing to talk. But this particular journalist was filming with an iPhone, and the brown berets ended up not wanting to talk either. And she also told this guy to quit filming. And he told her he wasn't going to do that because they were on public property. While they were walking around, okay, they would encounter obstacles like parked cars, and you had to go around to the other side of the obstacle and then catch up with the group if you were, you know, marching with them to observe them. This reporter, at one point, he was walking next to a dude in a yellow headscarf, and he tried to talk with him before, but he accidentally brushed up against him unintentionally because, you know, the sidewalk's only so big. But the guy took offense at this, and because in retaliation, he walked backwards into him, pushing him aside. Isn't that what we would normally hear about from the right-wing militia types? And this group was little more than an ad hoc left-wing militia. Now, this reporter got a little hot at this particular thing, so he started to get a little salty with him, with his language. And the group stopped, and a guy in sunglasses walked up demanding to see credentials. I can just see the guy now. It reminds me of one of those backwater Banana Republic, you know, El Presidentes. The reporter would not give up his credentials. And the conversation went back and forth with the El Presidente asking the reporter to stop filming and leave. And the reporter informing El Presidente that they were in a public place and he's not going anywhere. And then El Presidente said, I'm just going to warn you that we're not responsible for anything that might happen to that phone. And then the spokeswoman walked up, justifying their request that there be no filming because they were trying to protect the safety and the identity of their members. But many of them were hiding their faces anyway already, and that was not much of an issue. But this is not Iraq, okay? This is not Venezuela. So the reporter informed her that, we live in a free society, and that means when you're demonstrating in a public place, the press gets to film you. So at this point, a couple began to film him, amusingly, with their phones. Then the spokeswoman then raised a new issue. They did not want the reporter to follow them to their cars and film their cars. And then they told him that their real concern was that they might film their license plates, and that's the reason they were acting this way. Now, this guy didn't even know where they were parked, so filming their license plates was never a part of his thought process. And he told them it was a dumb request because they were likely parked in a public space, and he could almost guarantee that the cops already had all of their info. So why would they worry about him? And plus, a license plate is something that's supposed to be in plain view. It's not supposed to be hidden. It's not private information. You display it on your car. The progressive goons with the guns tried to block him, but he did film some of them driving the way. The way this went was especially ludicrous, as you could see if you watched the video that was posted about this. The guy that was doing the filming made a comment on the video that this entire event proved that the far left can be as hostile to the First Amendment as the far right. And this guy claims to be a big, fat liberal. So in hindsight, it occurs to me that if a left-wing militia and a right-wing militia cross paths at any future demonstration, there could easily be bloodshed. Now, this particular liberal looks at this purely as because they're loaded for bear. And this liberal gets the feeling that both sides can rationalize their behavior after the fact, even if it comes down to killing someone. In 1979, in Greensboro, North Carolina, there was a shootout when a Death to the Klan rally held by the Communist Workers' Party was crashed by Klan and Nazi members. Five people lost their lives, four of them CWP members. The writer of this laments that this is going to be worse because Arizona, there's a lot more firepower on both sides, and he suspects if it goes down, the body count would be higher. Not necessarily, though. Now, I'm not going to go so far as to say these guys look like they're out of their element. But they look like they're out of their element. I mean, you know, there's a couple of things they got going on right. And a couple of things they got not going on right at all. They're in a gigantic cluster with like foot and a half between them. Okay. Wouldn't take much. So much for that, though. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions. So I don't have to, which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. There is, Shakespeare wrote something called The Merchant of Venice. And in the Merchant of Venice, a very wealthy Antonio says to his young friend Bassanio that the devil can cite scripture for his purpose. And so can the politician and the party activists. And in the interest of all disclosure, I've never actually read The Merchant of Venice. But that line about the devil citing scripture suits the point that I'm trying to make. So I threw it in there just for a little, you know, some points. When the Trump administration released an outline recently of their forthcoming budget proposals, many on the left didn't like it. They were very dismayed over this. The White House wants to reduce spending on the State Department, environmental programs, arts and broadcast subsidies, and housing initiatives, while significantly increasing outlays on defense, homeland security, and veterans' health care. Cue up the scripture citers. Rachel Held Evans, a liberal Christian author, took to Twitter to decry proposed cuts to the Meals on Wheels program. She tweeted, there are a few things the Bible is unambiguously clear about, but from Hebrew scripture to Matt 25, care for the poor and needy is one of them. Nicholas Kristof used his New York Times column to craft a little thing about Jesus and Paul of Ryan, with the former speaking familiar lines from the New Testament. Blessed are the poor, for theirs is the kingdom of God. From everyone who has been given much, much will be required. While he swats those teachings away, you know. On Monday, a story from the Religious News Service was headlined, Trump's budget slashes aid to the poor. Would Jesus have a problem with that? This piece recounted the scriptural smackdown pitting conservative blogger Eric Erickson against the left, which Eric Erickson is against Trump anyway, so it's basically those two people against him. The left was condemning the budget scheme as religiously immoral and downright evil. On a different bent, the liberal leftist activist Jay Michelson weighed in with a bizarre biblical defense of the National Endowment for the Arts. God's appeal to the Israelites in Exodus 35 to donate precious metal, jewels, fabrics, and spices for the construction of the tabernacle and its vessels. Michelson writes, public art projects like the tabernacle of the Israelites are what our civilization stands for and why taxes should fund it. Debating the way government spends is a standard fare in Washington. Sanctimony is as well, but the posturing grows a little too pious when the pundits and politicos brandish a line from the Bible, and they declare that Jesus would never reduce spending on X or that God must be in favor of budget hikes for Y. And then they walk away imagining that this settles the debate. Some of the biblical invocations are just plain silly. The tabernacle described in Exodus was not a public art project. It was a religious infrastructure used for priestly sacrifices and to house the Ark of the Covenant. More importantly, the Bible is a sacred text. It's not a cliff notes for the federal budgeteers. No one can deny the scriptures replete with exhortations to feed and the hungry and clothe the naked and be compassionate to the downtrodden. But those injunctions are personal. They're not political. If they constitute a moral mandate, it is for the action of private individuals. And they're going to have to let their conscience be their guide, not for the government programs created by the state and the collectively imposed through the pain and penalty of law. But when they come out swinging the scripture to promote a partisan political purpose, that normally ends up tarnishing the one without elevating the other. Now, I would never argue that American politics should be devoid of religious influence. We have always been a nation of Bible readers and churchgoers. Our motto is "In God We Trust." God appears four times in the Declaration of Independence. His blessing is entreated in every state constitution and in countless presidential proclamations. So, it is altogether fitting and proper that religion has played so prominent a role in the American great social movement, from independence to abolition to equal rights. But our nation's deep current of religious influence does not mean that public policy should be shaped by pointing to a Bible verse. It is reasonable to read Jesus' words in Matthew 25. Whatever you do to the least of those, you do unto me. As a reminder that the ethical test of any society is how it treats its most vulnerable members, and a call to each of us to extend a hand to those in need. It is not reasonable to claim that every faithful Christian must therefore endorse Meals on Wheels or defend public housing vouchers from budget cuts. And they both do it. It's bipartisan. That quote, that temptation is just more than they can stand. Republicans and Democrats do it. The conservatives and the left do it. It must be a very sincere impulse. But when you get out there and you flaunt a verse from Scripture, you're not doing anybody any favors. Now, by all means, study the Bible. Take its lessons to heart. Let those lessons guide how you live your life. But don't confuse the word of God with a partisan political agenda. And I don't have time to get into that, so I'm just... While I'm thinking about it, at the bottom of this podcast, you will find a link to click. And I'm doing abysmally, people. There's a lot of people involved in this. This is to win a Nighthawk Customs Predator 2. and nearly $4,000 handgun. You're saying, Bill, how can a handgun be worth $4,000? You have not held the Nighthawk Custom Predator 2 yet. I have a Falcon. I fully understand it. And this is a way to get one for free. And I ask that you go click on that and roll those dice and see what else Gunwinner has got there. Gunwinner's got a lot of savings to go to. A lot of giveaways and a lot of savings, a lot of deals. So, well worth your time to look if you're looking to save money. There's no reason to get out there and, you know, yeah, I spend money on stuff, and I spend more money than I probably should, but there's a way to get it cheaper if you pay attention. And for those that you can have the same stuff I have and be much more fiscally responsible than I am. I'm completely out of control. But that's one thing. We're about, we were going to start the Hive project today, but I'm missing a few parts. So the Hive project gets put on hold. A lot of things are going to be put on hold through this week just so we get moved. And then when we get back, we'll pick everything up and we will get on with it. I'm looking very forward to getting to the new location. The air quality there is going to be so much better. I won't have so much congestion. I always have congestion here by some way, some means. It's just upsetting. Going into the second hour, we're going to be joined by Roger Katz and Stephen DeAndrilli of Arbalest Quarrel. Going to see what's been bugging those guys because they love to talk about it. And I like to talk with them about it. We will be right back. You are listening to Lock and Load.
Largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's called the deep state. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep state was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.